In the decades since 1991, when Lyme disease became nationally notifiable, surveillance has yielded a great deal of valuable information, which is really in line with the goals of surveillance. Specifically, surveillance has documented the geographic distribution of the condition and consequently its expansion into new areas over time. Likewise, surveillance has demonstrated the magnitude of the condition. Lyme disease is very common. It's often, it's not just the fifth or sixth most common of all notifiable conditions nationwide, but in the areas that are most affected, it's usually second or third. Finally, surveillance has allowed us to elucidate the groups at highest risk, which has in turn allowed us to form hypotheses about most effective ways to target interventions. Lyme disease has a specific extended record, which contains clinical and laboratory fields in addition to the coordinates variables. However, the content and format of this traditional extended record has not been updated since 1991. So my objective here in the next approximately 3 minutes is to illustrate for you the current status of the extended record transmission as we receive it in CDC's Lyme disease program, and to highlight opportunities to maximize utility for these types of data in the future. So to illustrate this point, I've here summarized extended record data as received in our program during the years 2008 to 2015. During this time, over 208,000 confirmed cases and nearly 67,000 probable cases were reported to CDC. Of the confirmed case records, about 60% contained indication of at least one of the clinical manifestations that are necessary to achieve confirmed status. In addition, 3% of the probable case records that were transmitted during this time also contained indication of a confirmatory clinical manifestation. So this sort of disconnect is just highlights for us that there are some serious data transmission issues, and the fact that message mapping has sort of fallen apart over time. And I will also note that while transmitted successfully for some records, others contain simply mixtures of random letters, numbers, or symbols, but most of them are generally empty. And Lyme disease is not one of the conditions that has a message mapping guide in the NEDS modernization initiative to date. So what does this mean and why does it matter? Nationwide, extensive time and resources are devoted to the capture of clinical details and laboratory test information for this notifiable condition. Yet, limitations in data transmission efficiency hinder our ability to use these data for public health action. Of note, Lyme disease has its own line item in the congressional budget. It's one of the few conditions that does have that. And it also has a federal advisory committee looming on the horizon. Improvement of national surveillance for Lyme disease is linked to funding. And surveillance data are a critical data source for demonstrating some of the associated performance indicators, including effectiveness of clinical outreach and also modifications and improvements in health disparities. So we all know that Lyme disease data are greatly influenced by the variation in reporting practices and associated resources across jurisdictions. However, the sheer volume of data captured through nationwide surveillance for Lyme disease does allow us an unparalleled opportunity to answer some of the questions that cannot be answered with smaller data sets. Some examples include to better describe the subpopulations at risk of rare but severe manifestations, such as death due to Lyme carditis, to summarize the broad clinical spectrum of those records that are transmitted as probable Lyme disease, to evaluate laboratory test patterns on a national scale, something that is going to become ever important as we embark upon modifying the testing algorithm in coming years, and finally, to use clinical data to demonstrate the frequency of late diagnoses, such as arthritis, and hopefully, over time, anticipated shifts to earlier diagnosis with improved education, a shift that's linked to improved health outcomes. So thank you, and I look forward to sharing ideas with you about how we can make a better use of the data you all are working so hard to collect.